Well, Jerry, I haven't seen the investigation, and I haven't really got deeply inside of it, but a couple law enforcement people who want to bag the evidence on this have been quite insistent to me that these two didn't build that bomb alone and that undoubtedly they got help. And it's not for lack of trying they tried to identify a third party, but they said the rewiring on the pressure cooker deviated from the Inspire magazine. They added that 35 pounds of flash powder, those guys didn't make it alone, and then there was the detonator and the command detonator, which was clearly a sophisticated device, and as one of these investigators told me, these two knuckleheads didn't do this on their own.
Is law enforcement still actively looking for potential accomplices?
Oh, I think undoubtedly, and it goes back to Dagestan, where Tamerlan spent a long time there, and the question is, did he disappear into the mountains of Dagestan and join an insurgency group and get training or actually get instructions from somebody up there? But, you know, the FBI's run into, you know, dead ends, no doubt about it. And if they get any leads, they will pursue them and they will indict a third person if, in fact, there was one involved.
So just to be clear and to refresh the memories of our viewers, there was this Inspire magazine, this jihadist magazine that had instructions on how to build a similar bomb, but this one was different, and you and your law enforcement sources say that neither brother had the expertise necessary to A, build these bombs in the Inspire magazine, and certainly not to do the rejiggering, the rewiring that actually happened.
It's the rewiring that's got them confounded, because they really improved that device considerably and to make sure it went off and the rest of it and had the maximum detonation on it. So, and these two guys, there's nothing in their backgrounds that would suggest that they could easily figure this out on their own from experience or the rest of it. So the possibility of someone helping them either on the ground in the United States or somebody at some point walking Tamerlan through this and letting him actually work on these devices. And then you talk to a lot of other people that just looked at the chase after this and the fact that they used improvised devices to break contact with the police. That's something you don't pick up on the internet. You've got some sort of training or experience or instruction. So
right,
I think
Bob
the chance
Baer.
Of these Thank guys...
Go yeah. ahead, I'm sorry, just finish your thought, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the chances of these guys operating alone are zero. I mean, it's not anybody's trying to cover this up. They just can't identify that the other party.